Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. Do to others as you would have them do to you. What great words at the end of our gospel reading today. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. That sounds pretty good. And I will come back to that in a moment. But firstly, to us celebrating the feast day of All Saints. I was going to show you now a book, and as I was reading the gospel reading today, just now, I realised I've left the book at home. Which is a little bit annoying because I was going to read from it. But it's a book of saints. When I was in my curacy, I was given it as a leaving gift. It's a really great book, and I do dip into it now and again just to look through all of these saints that we have. As a Christian denomination, the Church of England, we do not canonise people to sainthood. That is the Roman Catholic Church which has done that, but we still do recognise all the saints that have gone before. Of course, many of our parish churches are dedicated to saints. Here in the benefice of six parishes, we have quite an array of saints. This morning we have our service here at St. Edward the Confessor. Later on I'm going on to St. Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary at Western, and then this afternoon I shall be in Tindwick where we have St. Mary Magdalene, the church there. But during the past month I have noticed, when I was looking through, a feast day of Alfred the Great. And it was on the 26th of October of this month. And to be honest, I had not noted before that Alfred the Great had been canonised and was and is a saint. I'd heard that he was a great king, and on a more practical level, that he had burnt the cakes. So I was going to read then a short piece about King Alfred and his sainthood. But I haven't got the book with me, but so sorry about that. But I know that he was born into a time of great crisis. His father, the king, had died in his work as a king, fighting as they took up many battles at that time. Then his three brothers took up the role and were kings, and they also died in battle. These were harsh, tough times for all people. And I believe it was against the Danes that they fought, which is a bit uncomfortable for me because my daughter is married to someone who's Danish. But it was a long time ago. But Alfred did remarkable things. I think he looked around and thought, how would I like to be treated in this land that I've brought peace to? Like the final words that we had in our gospel reading today. He set up places of education for people, so that they could learn to read and write. He opened churches. He developed the faith very strongly across the land that he ruled over. He allowed people to learn and to know about God, to have this great hope that we have in our faith. It was something which was quite unusual for a king to lead, particularly during those times. King Alfred was saying, I would like people to be able to learn to read and to write and to have this knowledge of God, just as he was very pleased to have that in his life, to learn about the Christian faith. Looking in our Bible readings that we had today, Paul writes of the great joy he feels in knowing this, that the people's eyes had been opened and that they were aware of the great hope that we have in the eternal kingdom, of the saints and of Jesus who intercedes for us now. Paul draws our attention to the realm that is linked to us, but can seem very far away here on earth. I will say that I'm really lucky sitting where I do in the pews here, because I can see, and you will be able to see as well, but these glorious lights coming through from the sun shining through our windows, and we've got them up there. And it's those sorts of things which I sometimes think make us realise that things are very close to us, this other realm that seems so far away. Those sorts of things sometimes touch my heart, and I feel like that. The heavenly realm, Well, it is all very well that we know that the angels are watching over us. The saints have gone before us. That is what we think of. And as members of the church, we're all members of this heavenly realm. And we hope to go there too one day. But we do have saints here on earth. Those who will be canonized one day. And those who will not go on to be canonized. Those people who are living their lives, going about their every day. And if you think back to Alfred, he was very much an earthly man, doing his duty as king, fighting battles, burning cakes. Apparently his health was not very good, but he also had a great desire, a great calling to help bring peace and education to those he served. In fact, as I mentioned at the beginning, I wasn't sure that King Alfred was or is a saint. And I did look further into this, and I saw that King Alfred is venerated as a saint, although he's not been formally canonized by the Roman Catholic Church, it turns out. But most denominations recognize him and have a feast day for him. He's obviously recognized as a very good man. So it makes me think that his canonization needed to be a saint, I wonder. Looking in the dictionary, it says a saint or a person with a saintly character is someone who is very virtuous, very kind, a patient person, someone with compassion, humility. And we may have met people like that, people who may have said, thank you, you are a real saint. Maybe you've broken down one day and somebody stops and helps you and pushes your car off the road. In fact, I remember such an event happening when my children were very young. The day the drive shaft of my car broke in the rush hour traffic when I was taking them onto the school on their school run. And I had three young children in my little Hillman Inn. And we were going across a dual carriageway. And we got stranded in the crossing in the middle of the dual carriageway. Thankfully, it had broken then. But definitely not a good place to happen with cars going each side. And two cars pulled up with two men in them. And they pushed my car to safety, stopping traffic. One actually bundled us all into his car and drove us on to our school. So we were only a few minutes late for school. And then these two men just carried off on their way and they were never to be seen by me or my children again. And I think, you know, they were saints to us, certainly saints to us that day. And I still remember it so clearly. I'm sure if we shared around, we would come up with similar stories. Someone who has shown us compassion, who is kind, patient, has humility. Might not be so dramatic as my account, but the presence of a saint to us in our lives. Going back to the Bible readings, I think that is why Jesus reminds us to do to others as we would have them do to us. We can pray to the saints who have gone before us. We can look forward to the eternal kingdom ahead. But we can also catch glimpses of heaven here on earth with the help of those who have put themselves out to do that bit extra, or indeed when we do that bit extra. We find we're all lifted up to a place where the things that cause us difficulties and sadness here on earth, these things become easier, more tolerable, easy to fix when we have people around us who are showing us love, compassion, and a possible way out. We can feel blessed when we are poor, blessed when we are hungry, blessed when we weep. So for us today, well, let us rejoice in Jesus, the greatest human who ever lived. He continually reminded us how close we are to the heavenly realm. His presence on earth brought heaven right down amongst us. And it remains with us. And saints like King Alfred and all those in that book that I've left at home, those who have gone before us, we can give thanks for their lives, which show us how possible it is to follow God's call and do amazing things. Let us be encouraged that even if we do a small amount of the things that they did, we too can make a big difference to those around us, helping others to feel blessed as they go about their every day, helping us all to feel part of the heavenly realm stretching down to here on earth. Amen.